Government negotiators made what they said was their final offer to South Africa's public servant unions in the early hours Wednesday. The offer included a 7.5% increase in salaries, a 10% increase in the housing allowance, and merging certain low-salary grades with higher grades. The government also offered to withdraw hundreds of letters of dismissal sent to workers in essential services like hospitals who went on strike despite a court order forbidding it. Negotiators said if the unions did not accept the offer, the government would end the negotiations and revert to its previous lower package and would proceed with the dismissals. The chief negotiator for the unions, Tahir Mohamed, told National Radio the offer was unfair to workers.
Labor now is definitely negotiating with a barrel of a gun on its head, and that is something that we are not taking kind to. But like I said, this is going now to be the decision of our members. They will have to take this thing forward.
The unions originally demanded a 12% salary increase, but during the negotiations lowered this to 9%. Several hundred thousand workers in public schools, hospitals, and government offices went on strike 3 weeks ago, closing most schools and disrupting public health care services. The strike was mostly orderly, but there was sporadic violence, and many private schools closed, saying they could not guarantee the safety of their students. There was considerable public sympathy for the strikers, but public support began to wane as sick people were turned away from public hospitals and some schools had to postpone midterm exams. Labor experts said some unions were inclined to accept the offer, but the Deputy General Secretary of the Democratic Teachers Union, Don Pasquale, indicated his group would reject the offer.
We believe that the 7.25% does not address demands and needs of our members, and we are saying that the employer needs to improve the offer. If the employer is unwilling to improve the offer, we will have further disruption of schools.
The strike has affected both sides. Workers have lost 3 weeks of pay. The cost of the new wage package is also expected to strain the government budget and aggravate inflation, currently at 6% per year. This could oblige the South African government to raise interest rates in subsequent months. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.